Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Somebody who does understand a little bit of politics and theatrics, Michael Bagram. Good morning. I hope you are well.
Morning. Yeah, all good. Thank you. I must just say, you're not a disagreeable sort of person, so well done.
Well, many would disagree with you on that. But anyway, let's talk about about human rights being used as geopolitical weapons, because Ben-Gvir's behavior aside, we see Gaza, we see the flotillas being used as a so-called humanitarian issue. In fact, it might very well not be. We see other humanitarian issues that are less sexy being completely ignored. How does this work in the world of politics?
Well, we're living, unfortunately, in a world where hate is theoretical and also, at the end of the day, they're theatrical. Mm. In other words, people dress it up. People dress up, for instance, anti-Zionism, anti-Israel. They really hate Jews, but you dress it up in something else which is a little bit more acceptable to the populace. And we're seeing this all over. Politics is the theatrics, really. You're trying to make things palatable for someone else to hate something that you hate, but the reality, it's all dressed up, and it's sheer nonsense. It's so difficult nowadays to tell where the truth lies, because we're living in a world where you can make all sorts of nonsense up, and we've ever since 7 October, it's become a hate fest, but always dressed up as being woke, as being we're doing this for the good of humanity. But in reality, what's happened is you hate Jews. You dress that up to make it look like something else. And I must tell you, I see this all day in Parliament, where people dress up things to, even with theft and fraud, you dress up things to say, listen, you know, I didn't steal the cars for my daughters to use. We had to hide it away because they're busy attaching goods for the Women's League. And you hear a story. But when you look at the story and you try and analyze it as a sane person, then you suddenly see through it and say, but this is sheer nonsense. And we're seeing that every day, all the time. Everything has got to be dressed up to look like something else.
Well, in fact, there was a BBC article that I brought to our listeners' attention 2 days ago. And what it was the headline was "The Terrible Choices That Fathers in," I think, Afghanistan or wherever it was, had to make, survival or selling their daughters. And when you actually look into the issue, these guys are selling their children, their young girls, into marriage at a very, very inappropriately young age. And the BBC had dressed it up as though, shame, you know, the terrible, terrible choices that these fathers were making. And I thought to myself, this is such a prime example of narrative defining our emotions and the very issue around this. I mean, the headline could have been, you know, fathers trafficking their daughters, but instead...
Well, that's what it should have been.
Correct.
And it's being addressed, and the way I saw it is addressed as, this is a beautiful culture. You know, you're marrying them into good families, and there's people
saving
that have the
them.
Same... Yeah, and you're helping them... in society, and you're putting them in a very good position. It's all bullshit again, and I'm sorry to use that word on a family radio station, but I think we need to call it out. We need to say this is sheer nonsense, and people must be, we're all consuming news all the time from every angle, but you've got to be somehow, you've got to try and take the wheat out from the chaff and get rid of that chaff. And it's so easy to believe something. You know, a lot of us were brought up, when you read something in a newspaper, that's what the truth was. No longer. People now need to read and hear things with a jaundiced eye. You must have a look at it carefully and understand it.
South Africa's got its very own issues around this, because we even confuse our own issues, our own past, with how we dress things up. So South Africa, on a global stage, is trying to present itself as a moral bastion because we have overcome apartheid here. By invoking that, we in fact are quite manipulative in some of the so-called the causes and the characters that we support. Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, being one of them. It's almost unfathomable that we as a country are standing with the brutal regime, and yet somehow it is portrayed as being anti-colonialist. Thoughts on
it
that?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's being dressed up as being, you're taking something good and you're trying to compare it to something bad, and then you're saying, well, they're both good. So the reality is that Iran is the polecat of the world, but not yet. And we need to see that. We need to see that if you actually look at the bald facts, forget about all the excitement around it about being anti-colonial and they are decent people and solid people. We need to actually look at the facts. You need to see that money in your couch is not kosher. Never mind all the other issues around that. You need to actually see it. If Michael Bagram put money in his couch and it happened to be dollars, I'd be arrested. That's the bottom line. I wouldn't be hanging around. And yet now we're all starting to believe other things. It's we're living in a weird world. It's a strange world we're living in, Master Jack.
Absolutely. How final question is how do we deal with this? You know, it is, we're living, as you said, in a very strange world where we have to view everything with a very jaundiced eye. What's your advice?
Well, the only advice I can tell you is that, first of all, go and do your own research. Mm. Don't just believe everything you read and see. Do your own research. And also read everything, never mind with a jaundiced eye, read everything on the basis that it could be wrong. That's the basis. I'm from, and people of my age group come from the school of thought that if it's there in print, then it's right. But now what we need to do, if it's there in print, let's first assume it's wrong and then think about it. And we're going to have to take it from a negative point of view. It's sad, but that's what you have to do. So if you see something on television, please have a look at it. Mm. Have a look at it on the basis it's probably wrong. What is the truth in this? And it's difficult to tell children that. It's very difficult to say, listen, you've got your icon, the person who's a soccer player, and they're saying we must hate Israel because it's an apartheid state. Have a look at that carefully, because it's probably wrong. And if you start thinking about it, then you'll see it is wrong. And that's the point. We need to have a look at it from a negative point of view. And we don't want to live our lives like that, but unfortunately, we're going to have to.
Michael Bagram, thank you. As always, wishing you a Chag Sameach.